Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Saban is a guy who's always angry when he's at his podium, it seems like. At least it seems like. I'm not there for every one of these press conferences. We don't listen to everyone. But for the most part, any time that we're playing audio from Nick Saban, it's because he's angry. He's yelling about something. Something
like
bothered.
Rat poison.
Yeah, something
like
bothered.
Rat poison.
Guy asked a stupid question. He says, it's a stupid question. He's going to give you an angry answer.
There's no arguments. Okay. Those are called ass chewings.
So Nick Saban yesterday was at the podium, and the topic of ripped jeans as a fashion statement came up. And boy, did this tickle the coach.
Mm-hmm.
It really did. So let's listen to Nick Saban with the ripped jeans stuff.
Not to offend anybody out there, but I just walked by some jeans, wore out jeans, holes in them, all cut up. I just remember when I was a kid in West Virginia, I just stayed to go to school because my jeans were wore out, only because we didn't have any better. Now they buy them that way. I just can't figure out how we get here.
Dude, I just had this conversation last week with Courtney, one of the makeup artists over at CBS Sports Network. Had this conversation. Courtney was walking around with these holes in her jeans. Like, I remember when we would bemoan the fact that we had holes in our jeans, and now we buy jeans with holes in them, and they cost $200.
Yeah.
I just had this conversation with Courtney about that, and she was just smiling, like, yeah, it's just the way we like them. We like them. And Mindy, the other, you know Mindy. She's over here every now and then. You will get to know Mindy now in your new gig.
Mindy.
Mindy does makeup for us on Saturdays on CBS, and she sometimes works on the Boomer Show. So you will know Mindy pretty well. And she, same thing with her, buying these high-priced jeans with holes in them, and that's fashion, though. So I'm with you, Coach. I'm as bemused as you are. Like, why? Because when you were Poe, you didn't want any holes in anything.
Yeah.
Now you buy your clothes with holes.
And the audio doesn't do it as much justice as the video because he is laughing, he's smiling, he's laughing, he's looking at the reporters. So, I mean, it's a different Nick Saban.
You think he'd be up there upset about his defense for the first time since he's been there giving up 3 rushing touchdowns, right?
Yeah, right.
No. Talk about holes in jeans. He's correct.
I mean, it's like if they had won the game by 50, he might have been angrier. It's almost like that.
That's it.
It's very, very bizarre.
Colorado State, you know, scores in the second half, and he's upset, and they have a players-only meeting, and yet he's talking about holes in jeans.
Yeah. I saw jeans recently. This was on our rundown maybe a month or so ago, and maybe over the summer. I don't remember. And we didn't end up getting to it, where there was – you could actually buy dirty jeans.
Oh, they rub them in the dirt for you?
Yes, like in it's mud.
Well, there's some that look dingy.
No, no, no.
I have one pair of those, but
No. This is like actual dirt on the jeans that are.
Is it a special type of dirt? Caliche dirt?
No,
that
I don't.
Red
know.
Dirt we
They're
have
like
in West Texas.
$400 or
what?
Something like that.
What?
$425.
Huh?
Yeah.
At Nordstrom's.
$425 for real mud on your jeans.
Yeah, here's you know what? I found some for $337.
Ah,
if you're interested.
There we go, getting better. Who?
Yeah.
Which brand? Oh, D squared too. Yeah, D squared. They'll get you.
I mean, like this is even like because it's mud from the knee down.
Yeah,
which looks even worse than
it does. Who wants to walk around looking like that? What? Come on.
That's
going too far.
This to me is worse than rips because rips, I feel like, you know, rips you'd see in the 80s too.
Yeah.
If you put on an old 80s movie, you might see some rips in jeans.
Yeah, this is.
But mud?
Now, and in the mud, is sustainable? When you wash it, it won't come off?
See, that, I don't know.
I mean,
if
does it eventually, does the mud eventually fade?
How about this $3,000 pair of
jeans? No! It's not $3,000.
$2,775.
Dolce & Gabbana? What?
Yeah, I don't even know how to describe
$2,700
these.
For some jeans?
Yeah.
Man, Only person buying that is the person who bought that painting for $450 million yesterday.
Well, here's the one that I saw. I've now found this. This is the original pair of dirty jeans. And this one is probably the worst. That's the one.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
mud all over them.
Yeah. Come on.
It's mud on the top, the bottom.
$425.
So it's a pair of jeans with fake dirt on them, it
says. Psst. And it's fake dirt. Want me to give you $400 for fake dirt? Can I get some real dirt?
I guess so.
Come on. Authentic dirt.
Authentic dirt.
Come
yeah.
on, that's ridiculous.
It's gotten out of control.
Yeah, that's wrong. But the ripped jeans, I mean, you have jeans with holes in them?
No, I have one pair.
Purchased with holes in them?
Not purchased, no.
Yeah.
No, I have one that, like, you know what I get is I get the in-between, like, the legs.
Oh, your thighs rubbing together?
They wear out
oh,
there.
Oh, that ain't good. You're not yeah. supposed to have them ripped there, man.
Yeah, that's what, and then I got to throw them out.
You'll start a fire.
Yeah, no, I know. Then I got to throw, that's where it happens. I'm like, damn it. It happened again. Yeah.
No, you want them on the thighs, on yeah. the knees, somewhere like that. Yeah, but that's how we purchased them.
I know where there's stress on your pants if everything is ever going to be
stop.
A hole in... In your jeans, I know exactly where it would
stop.
Be. Mike, yes?
Yeah, I know. I know that spot.
You're going to miss him.
I'll see him every day. What are you talking about?
Right. You'll see him every day.
I'll yeah. see Mike every day.
That's right.
And we have another month and a half.
Oh.
Right? At least. At least a month and a half. What's today? The 16th?
Yes.
The yeah. 16th?
Yeah. Oh,
it's on the rundown.
Oh,
yeah.
It's
2017.
Yep.
It's Michael Buscaglia.
Still 2017.
All right. So is John Gruden really going to take this Tennessee job?
No,
who knows?
No, I said that. It's the lazy list. You said it. It's the lazy list with Gruden, Chip Kelly. That's what they do. No, he's not going to take it. And Gruden has reportedly said, never say never. Right. You never say never about anything.
All right. But you know what they're calling him now? This is why it's getting serious. Groomers.
I saw that. Yes. Groomers.
The groomers.
Really?
The groomers are growing.
Mm. Really? So, how much?
A significant amount.
$8 million. That much?
You want me to read from, this is allfortennessee.com.
All for Tennessee. Go for it.
The groomers continue for Tennessee football.
Mm-hmm.
And two more pieces of evidence gave credence to them for the Volunteers on Wednesday.
Mm.
Gruden was on another national radio show
mm-hmm.
and said, you never say never. So
right.
There was that.
Right.
And then another report that former UT Chattanooga athletic director, Dave Blackburn, said
right.
in an interview with the Chattanooga Times Free
mm-hmm.
Press.
Mm-hmm. Chattanooga, the moccasins.
That he has a relationship with Gruden.
Yeah.
And that Gruden to Tennessee is still on the table.
Oh.
Blackburn was at Tennessee for 20 years.
He would know, right?
And according to allfortennessee.com, he has a deep connection to the program. For him to say this is a real thing.
Okay.
It's a real thing now, and you can't deny it, says the allfortennessee.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a real thing. Each and every year, it's a real thing. You're correct. All right. It's a real thing.
I think this feels different.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think this feels different. And I'll tell you why it feels different.
Why?
Because they've given it a name. And those names, you wouldn't come up with a name, a groomer, if you weren't serious about this.
Yes, you would.
I don't know.
Groomers each and every year. Anytime there's a job opening, pro or college, first name that surfaces, what?
Why would he want that job of all the jobs that he could possibly have?
He coached her. He was a GA there and all that. I think that's a great job.
But I'm talking about the recruiting aspect when he's
right.
been out of the game for so long, and he loves the NFL. He's been around
that's
the
why
NFL.
He's not going to take it because of the recruiting aspect, because of all the rules and regulations associated with the collegiate game. He's not going to take it.
He wants
autonomy.
He's taking it, man.
He's not taking it.
This is a real thing now, and you have to deal with this.
It's not.
I finally come around on it.
You think it's going to happen?
I do. I didn't originally. I just thought it was another one of these things where people shut up about it. Shut up about Gruden. Shut up about Cowher. Bill Cowher wants nothing to do with coaching football anymore.
He's done.
He walks around Central Park. He's got a rock musician wife now.
Yeah.
He's, you come here and walk around Central Park, see the squirrels.
Yeah.
Man, just a little piece of, little piece of heaven in this big city, man. It's just awesome.
You do that well.
Let me just say
this. You jut out your lower your lip and your chin.
Let me just say this about Central Park, man. Like, you might see, like, a homeless guy defecating, but the beauty around it, man. I'll just say this. It's awesome.
There's a man defecating? Awesome. Yeah. Okay, great. Glad you can appreciate that. Why would he give up his seat? He's making great loot, and he doesn't have to worry about any players, any win-loss total, nothing. He's got his Super Bowls in the bag, a couple of them. He's fine. And Gruden, same way, got a Super Bowl ring. Yes, coaches, they never.
Cowher's never going to come back.
Right. Well, the coaching never gets out of their blood. But Gruden's, look at his seat. I mean, he's doing great.
Cowher's only got one Super Bowl championship as a coach.
Did he win? I thought he won two.
No, just the one.
Oh, okay. We both have one.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got it. So they're fine. They're not coming back. Gruden's not going to Tennessee. No. Now,
you,
that's the word with the bark on it.
John Gruden has proven himself in the Monday Night Football booth.
You can prove or you can come up with all the groomers you want. He's
well,
not
no.
going.
You said your piece about why he's not. Okay. I'm giving you mine.
Okay, give me yours.
So he has proven himself in the Monday Night Football booth. It's not the same job that he took. Mike Tirico's not there. McDonough's there. Doesn't like McDonough. He
doesn't like Sean?
I just made that up.
Oh. You starting groomers, man.
Well, isn't this what this is all about? All right. So he's upset, Gruden. Doesn't like where the NFL's going. Doesn't like the kneeling. Thinks that it's going in a bad direction.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that passion for football in him, but he doesn't want to deal with the pampered NFL player
He doesn't like the sideways passes, the wide receiver bubble screens. He hates that. Throw the ball down the field.
John Gruden thinks it's a privilege to play in the NFL. And
you can't even tell that. You know you're wrong, right?
And he's got a great point. And he says these guys are abusing their privilege to play in the NFL.
You can't even get it out with a straight face.
And he said, you know where I'm going to go?
Where?
I'm going to go to Tennessee.
Where they buy that privilege BS?
Because those kids, they appreciate
being privileged.
What they've been given.
Yes, what they've been given.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
We're going to go there with the student athletes that are there.
Oh, you're hitting all the pressure points. You're hitting them all, man.
Because this is what Trump wants me to do. That's what John Cruz.
I'm done. I got to go. Can you leave today? We got this. You may leave now, sir.
There's my groomer for you.
I'm going to miss you.
There is more. What word am I looking for? More bite to these groomers.
Why? I disagree.
Time.
He says the same thing each and every time.
No, he doesn't.
Never say never.
What he's about not Blackburn? David Blackburn?
Blackburn's been there for the last 20 years, and every time a job comes open, and this job's been open, this would be the fifth coach in the last 10 years at Tennessee, and Blackburn's been there the whole time, and he's been saying the same thing, and Gruden hasn't budged.
Blackburn said he's going to listen to that offer.
Well, Mama said ain't nothing wrong with talking.
Okay, well, you know what? They're going to talk.
He listened the last time.
They're going to talk themselves into an agreement.
When they call, he listens.
Yeah. There's something about that collegiate athlete, that student athlete who
stop.
Just inspires him.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Because they love the game.
Yeah.
And they stand for the anthem.
Yeah.
And that's what he wants.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what deep down John Gruden's looking for.
That's it.
In a football job.
Mm.
So, I think you'll see. You'll see by the end of next week.
End of next week. That's the drop-dead date. End of next week.
Well, can they hire him? They probably can't hire him now.
Right? Why not?
Could they?
Yes. They only have two games left this weekend and next weekend. They can hire him next week. They can announce
that
now.
Yeah, I guess they could.
It's a weird week, too, with Thanksgiving on Thursday next week.
All right, you're right. It's a good point.
Oh.
You will find out.
They can still hire him.
What is it?
Weird week. What's wrong with that week? What's wrong with hiring someone on Thanksgiving? Make it a better Thanksgiving.
I guess, but, you know, people go, we'll pick it up after the holiday. You know, stuff like that happens. I'm going to say you're going to get an announcement on this.
When?
On Wednesday. November 22nd.
Next Wednesday. All right. Write it down. Take a picture. Wednesday, November 22nd.
Actually, I'm changing my mind on that. Wednesday, November 29th.
So in 2 weeks.
Wednesday, almost November 29th,
all right.
The groomers will become Gruality.
See what you did there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. that's what I did there. So, and you know who's going to agree with me on this?
Who?
Gary Danielson, who joins us next hour. So, watch out.
All right.
Because we're working in tandem on this thing.
Okay.
Now, you probably won't answer any questions about that. If you don't talk to Gary Danielson like about the games, like he will not go anywhere else.
No, the speculation he doesn't do.
Oh, he doesn't do that. And he will give you like, I will not answer those questions.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful with that. So I can't ask him about that.
You think he'll talk about the Alabama guy shooting the Auburn guy or the Auburn guy shooting the Alabama fan?
Probably not. It's sad that that's too common of a story.
Yeah.
When it comes to football fans, I feel like. I mean, how many of these arguments that start over football end up in something like this?
And why take it to this level? And I recanted the story a while ago about the son asking dad for a new car too soon after his football team lost. I can't remember if it was Auburn or Alabama. And he, boom, shot him. Want a new car? My favorite team just lost.
That's when you got to reevaluate your priorities.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
That's the time you got to do it.
Alabama's better. No, Auburn is. War damn eagle. Pow.
Yep.
Shoot him in the thigh. That's what happened.
Well, at least it was in the thigh.
Yeah.
Is the guy okay?
Yeah, I think he's fine. I don't think he killed him.
All right.
But come on. Really?
Well, you're surprised at this point, though?
Yeah. Who goes? You're getting heated arguments over your teams, but never does it rise to this level.
Now, I feel
shouldn't.
Like this might have been like the third one this year that I've heard about. Like between sports fans. Yeah. I think we might have talked about this two other times.
And then you had the fight in the concession area back-to-back weekends. Well, it wasn't really a fight at that Miami game. You had the one young lady there dragging out of the arena, and she punches one of the officers, and he punches her back, knocks her out. And then this past weekend, Miami and Notre Dame, more fisticuffs between it was fans, Notre Dame, one Notre Dame fan, and multiple Miami fans. So crazy.
I don't believe that there's more stuff going on. I just think there's more ability for everybody to know about the stuff that's going on.
There it is.
I bet you if you go back to the 90s and it was just word of mouth, people that saw it that were around there and the fights that were going on, and there might even be more of it because people are conscious of video cameras rolling on phones the entire time. So when people say it's amazing what's going on in the world today, the world has been going on in this way. It's just that we are now privy to everything that goes on all the time.
And I've always said I'm glad and so thankful you didn't have the Twitter and you didn't have these camera phones back when I was growing up. Thank you.
Who impressed on American Idol that you wouldn't expect to? We'll get to that story in a bogus update next.
Check us out on Facebook at Geo and Jones.
I want to play this audio now because I'm afraid Bogish is going to leave after his update like he usually does. So I want to have him in the studio for this.
Okay.
So I guess American Idol is back. I thought it was done. I thought they said goodbye. I thought that Ryan Seacrest and whoever the hell else was on there the last time and J-Lo and whatever. I thought it was done. But they brought it back. They brought back American Idol because the world needed it, I guess. And the three judges now are Luke Bryan. What's her
face?
What
was he saying, country?
Yes.
Okay. Katy Perry.
Okay.
And somebody else.
What was that?
Doesn't matter.
Who's the other person, Mike? Do we know the new judge? The third judge?
Lionel Richie?
Lionel Richie.
Oh, Lionel Richie. He got to be about 80, man. Come on.
He's not 80 years old.
Lionel Richie has to be. He's been around a long, long time. Hello?
Because
me you're thinking of.
Easy.
I could have gone Commodores, but I went, hello. Easy like Sunday
easy
morning.
Like Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know it sounds creative. Mm-hmm. Feel the same. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow.
On the A-train.
All right, hold on. Lionel Rich, let me get his age before we play
this
audio.
Come on, get his age. I mean, 75.
Michael's a little
64.
He's 68.
Oh! I mean, born June 20th.
Yeah, we got it. All right,
Rich. 1949.
Where was he born, Mike?
49.
Tuskegee, Alabama.
Tuskegee!
Yeah.
They didn't do that experiment on him, huh? He got out safe. Good for him.
You know what's crazy? He goes by Dave Doe in his inner circle as well. I see that.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
They call you Lil Rich. Where you from?
Yeah.
No.
You would have thought Lionel Doe, not Dave Doe.
You're rolling in the dough.
So.
No.
All right. So
he hadn't won a game since.
Dave Doe.
Yeah. You notice that?
Yeah.
He hasn't won a damn game since.
Well, that's karma. Is that karma? You're the karma expert.
Karma.
That's karma expert.
He may have won one, but that's it.
So Marvin Jones of the Detroit Lions shows up on this new American Idol. So the headlines are all over the place. Katy Perry impressed with Marvin Jones. So we've heard Victor Oladipo before. He's been good.
Yes.
We've heard Damian Lillard rap. He's been great. We've heard guys that have been pretty good doing this. And I'm hearing Katy Perry, who is, she's got a ton of number one hits. She's been in the music business a long time. She's impressed at American Idol with Marvin Jones. This has got to be good. So let's take a listen to Marvin Jones of the Detroit Lions trying out on American Idol.
And I'll feel the power if you want. Oh, 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 I can make you love me. Oh, 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 if you don't.
She like flipped out. She's like, why did you pursue football over music? Well, I mean, he's in the NFL, Katy Perry. Like, he reached the top of that. You're telling me that he would have automatically been a superstar in music more than football, where he's making millions of dollars and he's had a nice career here? And oh, by the way, I wasn't all that impressed with that.
No.
Yeah, that's good singing.
He missed out on a few octaves there. I don't get the.
That one there. I didn't like that either.
I didn't. Okay, you want to be Santa Claus?
Like, that's not impressive.
If you don't.
If that doesn't impress me in something.
Ho, 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 ho! If you don't.
No, it's just, don't.
No. Oh, not if you don't.
Yeah.
If you don't, and not. Ho, if you don't, just don't.
Right, just don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the woo.
Well, if you don't.
If you don't.
So you say if you don't, right?
No, I was making a joke that went over your head.
Well, it went under my head because it wasn't a good joke.
No, I think it's you.
No, I think it's you. Damn it.
Never mind.
Anyway,
I'll explain in the break.
I'll explain in the break the pimp whole relationship that I was trying to draw.
Well, I'm not up on the pimp whole relationship. Makes you think I'm up on that?
So when it's, see, we're saying ho, and I just said it's just don't, because that would be a command from
her. Is that how they talk to
that's
they hoes?
That's where I was going with that. So I know it's intricate.
Oh, well, Mr. Pretty Tony, I'm sorry, okay?
Oh, it's okay.
I didn't know I was working with the Mac over here.
Oh.
Did you call him Pretty Tony?
Mr. Pretty Tony. That's from a movie, The Mac.
Yes.
One of the pimps. His name was Mr. Pretty Tony. And you had the bear.
The bear, yeah.
And you had Goldie.
Of course you
did. Goldie, they're going to talk about me like they talk about Jesus, baby.
And go.
Now you got to be able to sing if you're gonna do all that. That right there, you got to be able to. I mean, that's, you got to be on Aretha's level or Whitney's level to pull that off.
He can't even be a pip.
He can't be a pip. I wouldn't even make him a pip.
Yeah, well, they were women anyway, so he can't. He couldn't be a pip.
You two knuckles.
Listen, it's 2017, Greg. We're breaking down those barriers.
Anybody can be a pimp. There was some Caitlyn's back then.
Oh, no. Why?
That's my fault. My bad.
There.
He crawled the line again. Oh,
make you love me.
Oh.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
No. Yeah. What? They were.
Yeah, Katy. I don't know.
Frenzy
if
about that?
Well, Katy Perry was. I don't know about.
Come
the
on,
rest
Katy.
Of.
What's up with her hair, though? Why? I mean, everything else was nice. I like your hair, but it looked like Connors.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it did. You see her new hairstyle? That looked like Connors, man. It did. Check it out.
Go get him, Connor. Why is Marvin Jones doing this, by the way? Is there a reason why he's doing
Everyone
this?
Everyone wants athletes want to be entertainers.
But he's still playing.
Entertainers want to be athletes. Well, he's getting ready for his next gig.
But he doesn't need American Idol. He can get his own studio time and make his own CD and just release it.
Well, why not go straight to the folks that can put him in position
should be able to do that without going on the television show. And I hope he didn't wait in a line. Did he, like, wait in the line with everybody else?
I feel the power.
Of course he didn't wait in line, man. You go to the front of the line. NFL player.
I'm not waiting with you idiots out here in the cold.
Make you love me.
Maybe he got special consideration because he has practice, and the folks there that run American Idol say, hey, we got a professional athlete that wants to audition. Let's get him in here so he can make it to practice.
It's good for their show, too.
Right.
Because more people are going to pay attention
now,
to it.
No, that wasn't that great. I mean, you're better than me, Marvin, but still, that wasn't. I was expecting more.
Yeah. And all of us have done karaoke here on the show.
We had Wee McDonald in here.
Wee McDonald.
I mean, Wee McDonald. Yeah. Spell Wee.
Isn't this your friend?
Yeah. Or daddy Todd Bowes is. Mac.
Yeah, he does.
So I call her Wee. It is Wee.
Yeah, so it's Wee McDonald.
Yeah.
And we had her in there and here, and we all sang for her, mm-hmm. and she judged us, and mm-hmm. I won. I did win.
Well, of course.
Yeah, I won.
Yeah. You're the music graduate.
Yeah, but I can't sing. I really can't sing at all.
Us.
That's not, once again, not saying much.
Mm-hmm. I feel the power.
Is a pimp over there going to do an update?
I don't know why. Why?
You've had enough of this, huh?
Yeah, you've had enough. On. No, now we're just going to stay here. Talk more about it.
24-carat magic! Educate me on pimps then. Come on.
It's a good thing you can ask, because you can't sing.
Apparently I missed out on this as a child growing up in East Lubbock, where there were a few.
It took 4 or 5 seconds for me to get, but I got it.
Yeah, Lil Roy and Pookie, you know, they didn't hit me to the pimp game.
Did you hear Bogus's joke?
Yes.
Okay.
That one went under my head, too.
So what did he say?
He said, good thing you can act because you can't sing.
Okay.
Okay?
Right. Yeah, I got you.
Making fun of stepping back, Brian.
Oh, man.
Damn!
Judge, I tried. I didn't think I could go to these lengths to commit these type of acts.
Yeah,
I tried real hard to repress what I was feeling, and they just brought it out of me.
Yeah,
Judge. So we had what we had there that day. Apologize for the carnage, but not my fault.
Better man.
Hey, Bogus.
Hey, Greg. Thanks so much. Yeah, good to see you, Connor. The NFL's compensation committee is not to be trifled with. You'd think Jerry Jones would know that, but it doesn't appear that he does. So the compensation committee is bringing out the heavy artillery, having its outside counsel write a sternly worded letter to Jones's attorney saying Jerry needs to stop his attempted sabotage of Roger Goodell's new contract. The committee considers that conduct detrimental to the league's best interests. Meanwhile, Ezekiel Elliott will serve all 6 games of his domestic violence suspension after dropping his appeal of that ban. While Joel Embiid was scoring 46 points, grabbing 15 rebounds, handing out 7 assists, and blocking 7 shots for the Sixers, Lonzo Ball spent his second straight fourth quarter on the bench, just 2 points while shooting 1 for 9. Lakers head coach Luke Walton was asked where the off night came from.
Why do I think that Zoe had an off night? I don't know. He's 20 years old, and he plays the toughest position in the NBA. And 10-year All-Stars have off nights, so of course our, you know, our young players are going to have off nights as well.
The Sixers won the game at Staples 115-109. The Cavs won their third straight 115-107 in Charlotte. Seven Raptors in double figures in a 125-116 win in New Orleans. The Pacers held off the Grizzlies 116-113. The Knicks rallying past the Jazz 106-101. And the Bucks beat the Pistons 99-95. That's four straight wins for Giannis and friends.
I feel like a good team, and we're improving it day by day, game by game, and we have a long way to go. But I think we're a really good team, and hopefully we can achieve our goals.
Chris Middleton led the Bucks with 27 last night. Just the second time this year, Giannis has not been their leading scorer. In non-thieving UCLA college basketball news, number 20 Northwestern took a 92-88 loss from Creighton. Ninth-ranked North Carolina got by Bucknell, 93-81. Number 22, Seton Hall, took care of Indiana, 84-68. For the second straight season, third time overall, Max Scherzer has won the Cy Young Award.
This is a time to give thanks to the medical staff. You know, Paul, Johnny Sue, Greg, Dale, all those guys, Dr. West.
Florence Jones, William Jones, Devontae Jones, Michelle Nash, and Sheena Jones.
They did such a tremendous job of keeping me on the field and making sure that I can go out there and compete every single time.
Dr. Sue?
Betty Sue? Johnny Sue?
Betty Sue?
I don't know.
That is an all-time classic, though, that dude with the Joneses. I mean, come on, that Nash had to screw it up, but that is... That is by far one of our brightest moments on this show.
The Scherzer audio, courtesy of MLB Network. Cleveland's Corey Kluber won in the American League. The Chicago Blackhawks snapped the Rangers' six-game winning streak last night, 6-3. Detroit dumping Calgary 8-2.
All the pomp and circumstance you normally have around these awards, Cy Young and MLVP, MVPs and Rookie of the Year, and all, it's lost on us because the season's over, and I know we were going to discuss this the other day and didn't get to it. I think it does baseball a disservice. They should have all this stuff right at the end of the regular season and announce it then, because I'm sure they've tallied the votes, and the postseason doesn't count towards these awards. So why not announce them then? Why wait till the season's over and these guys are already on vacation somewhere? And come on. Do it during the end of the regular season prior to postseason.
This is Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Giancarlo Stanton is being shopped around by the Marlins, and they are trying to get out of that contract they don't believe that they're going to be able to operate that team the way they want to, with Derek Jeter being the head of this new ownership group, with that as part of their payroll. So, of course, the teams that are going to be involved are the big teams, the teams that have all the money to spend that can take on that contract. And those teams would be the Los Angeles Dodgers, the St. Louis Cardinals are one of those teams, and, of course, the New York Yankees. And there was a report last night that is circulating now more this morning that the Yankees and the Marlins have already had discussions about Giancarlo Stanton, which makes this even more interesting because Jeter is there. And if this deal ends up getting done, I know that Derek Jeter isn't the general manager, but people will freak. Now, right or wrong, now I will see what the package is back.
Right.
But people will either rationally or irrationally freak that Derek Jeter gave Giancarlo Stanton to the Yankees.
Well, they shouldn't, as long as he follows the proper channels and does it in the proper manner. They shouldn't freak. This is a baseball decision. It's a business decision. The economics don't work for Jeter and the new ownership group. They didn't enter into this deal, so it makes perfect sense for them to come in and scale back that payroll and try to build from the bottom up. So if the Yankees happen to be the optimum player in all of this, hey, you can't be upset about that. He went through everything in the correct manner. They made a deal that's best for the Marlins and their future.
So you just have to grin and bear it. It's too bad, and especially if he doesn't. The Yankees don't have to give up any of that great talent that they've amassed, and I'm sure they're
going
to be some
better.
They're going to be none of the guys who are on the current roster. I would hope they wouldn't give up any of the guys who were part of that 26 this past season. Now in that farm system, there's some guys that you highlight, some of the best young talent there is in Major League Baseball. They're going to have to give up some of that. You can't be upset if a team has some bargaining chips and they align with what the Marlins want to do as far as moving forward.
Imagine if the Yankees had Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton in the same lineup.
Ooh, I got dreams.
I mean, that would be ridiculous.
And Gary Sanchez, yeah.
Well, yeah, him too.
And, you know, they brought in Matt Holliday last year, and unfortunately he had a turn for the worse. We had this mysterious illness during the middle of the season, and he was never right after that. And we'll see if they bring him back at that DH position. But, you know, Stanton, I don't know if you necessarily want him as a DH. You want him out in the field. So we'll see if there are serious consideration here between the Yankees and the Marlins, you know, how he fits with this club. But the Yankees did a lot to shed and decrease their payroll, and they started building this team from the bottom up, and it's worked out for them. Did they arrive a lot faster than they might imagine? Possibly so. But I don't see them really wanting to take on a hefty contract, a behemoth contract, the likes of what Stanton has now.
Yeah. And Mikey B points out the amount of strikeouts that would be in that lineup might be a little bit much. But at the same time, the production that those guys are going to have.
Yes.
I mean, that would be the
new murderer's row.
Yeah, but it would be the biggest ticket in baseball in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys on the same team.
Would it go? We'd go back to the Oakland A's and the Bass brothers.
Yeah, I mean, it's bigger than that almost. I mean, I really could has a potential to be even bigger than that. I mean, those two guys were like, I mean, they were the talk of the world. You were talking about them facing off in the home run derby. That's what everybody wanted was Stanton and Judge, and then the big, like one's hitting third, the other's hitting fourth or fourth and fifth. I mean, And Gary Sanchez is in
Sanchez,
there.
And right.
Didi is in there. Yep. And Greg Bird. That's just not fair. Ooh. It's not fair.
Oh, I love it.
It's not fair.
Make the numbers work, Yankees. Come on. That'd be great.
He's not a Yankee.
No, I don't think he goes to the Yankees. I just don't think they want to incur that cost.
Yeah, because you keep hearing about that luxury tax stuff from the Yankees that they don't want to.
Right. Yeah, they were pinned under that for the longest time, and so they were able to extract themselves from that situation. And why enter back into it?
Scott Boras was not happy about this whole deal.
Nope.
And, of course, he represents Stanton, and he's going to have his guys back. But he said when you're looking at building a market and you have an all-star outfield with all the dynamics, you have a club being purchased at $1.2 billion. What happens is you got a marketplace saying the new owners are coming in here and saying they're making the franchise better. We're excited. And then where are we now? Creating a plan, and we're not going to win for 5 or 6 years. You're going to basically reduce your payroll. You're going to get rid of the team, the substantial stars. You're going to set up this 5 or 6 year plan. We basically have a system in baseball where we have sales of franchises, and then we have a reduction. The idea is to reduce the debt service to pay for the franchise by reducing all the major league payroll and not being competitive, basically using the argument that we're going to build a successful team through development. It has nothing to do with the fans. It has nothing to do with winning. It has nothing to do with anything other than a financial plan that suits ownership without consideration of the impact that it has on baseball. So he hates the Astros model is what
he
hates.
Right, because he knows they're not going to go out there and pay these players outlandish dollars. And that's one piece of the puzzle. You know, if this particular business doesn't want to do it, there are others who usually will do it. You just mentioned the Dodgers, and their payroll is astronomical currently. And so he's definitely fighting for his players, and he wants to get them as much cash as possible. And he thinks there should be economic penalties for teams that cut their payroll. Really? This is a business, and you want to build your business the right way. You want it to be sustainable. Now, if you got a team, and this used to bother me, when the Yankees were paying a luxury tax, you have a team that's paying these luxury taxes to other clubs or smaller market clubs, and are they putting that money back into the program? Are they infusing their organization with the cash to build on the field, or are they just lining their pockets with that? That would bother me if you're just sitting there like Donald Sterling back in the day. He wasn't trying to better the Clippers. He just wanted to make sure he was getting paid, and that was it. He could, championship be damned, making the playoffs, who cares? I'm getting paid because I'm taking this luxury tax funds, and they're just going towards me and my lifestyle. But Scott Boras, I think he's wrong-minded about this. Of course, yeah, you want your guys to get paid because you, in turn, get a cash layout. But you have to build these baseball teams for the long haul, and you want them to long haul, and you want them to be sustainable.
I don't know why he cares about the track to which a team has success, because those players that are groomed, if they're good enough, will get paid. I mean, think about the Kansas City Royals guys that are hitting free agency this year. I mean, a lot of these guys came up through the system and they played out their initial deals and they went into arbitration, and now they're going into unrestricted free agency and they're going to get paid. So he's going to represent those guys, mm-hmm. and those guys, and Stanton goes to New York. Isn't that better for him? And I don't know what his deal is. I don't know if it's based just squarely on his salary that from the team. But if that's the case, then what does it matter? Because he's going to get the same cut no matter what.
Right.
And who knows? He might even get a cut of some of the marketing stuff that he does. And I know Miami's not a small town, but the Marlins aren't the Yankees. So why would he even care about something like that? I mean, you want to tell – I mean, every one of those teams that you heard are bigger brands for Giancarlo Stanton to grow his popularity in than being a member of the Marlins.
And why are you sticking your nose in other people's business? It's none of your business how they run their organization and how they build their franchise. That's none of your business.
And it's worked a couple of times
now. Right. It has worked. And it's working for the Yankees currently.
Right. Yeah. Like, why? So you're just going to leave a guy. You're a new owner. You come in. This guy's making $300 million over the course of their contract. You feel like you're not going to be able to compete with that albatross contract, and you want to move the guy and get some young players back and build through the draft so you can be the next Astros or Cubs, and Scott Boras is angry with that?
Yeah.
And like, yeah, so what if it gets torn down for a couple of years? If you end up winning a World Series like the Astros, that means more to that fan base. He's complaining about how this has nothing to do with the fans. What?
Yes, it does.
I mean, the fans want a championship. If that's the way you build, then that's the way you build.
By hook or crook, we just want to be able to hang a banner up in this joint. That's it.
Coming up next, we're going to talk some NFL. Is Jerry Jones going to get kicked out of the door by his fellow owners? Real possibility or not? Gio and Jones coming right back on CBS Sports Radio.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.